Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast, Beyond the Concepts, Applying Psychology to Life, where I reflect on fascinating insights from my recent studies and connect them to real-world experiences. Today, I want to talk about a topic that truly captivated me, the Salem witch trials, and how they might have been influenced by ergot poisoning. According to psychologist Linda Caporeal, in her 1976 study published in the academic journal Science, the strange behaviors exhibited by those accused of witchcraft in Salem in 1692 could actually have been caused by a condition known as convulsive ergotism. This condition results from consuming rye infected with a fungus that produces hallucinogenic effects. My textbook, A History of Psychology, Globalization, Ideas, and Applications by Lawson and colleagues, published in 2017, further explores this theory and highlights how it challenges our traditional understanding of the trials. What really stood out to me about this theory is how it relates to modern-day misdiagnosis of mental health conditions. In my own experience, I faced multiple misdiagnoses over the years, and it really underscores how easily symptoms can be misunderstood. Just like the Salem villagers relied on their limited knowledge and attributed symptoms to witchcraft, today we sometimes misinterpret mental health struggles due to a lack of awareness and understanding. This concept connects well to what we've been learning about the new history of psychology, which according to Lawson and colleagues in their 2017 textbook, A History of Psychology, Globalization, Ideas, and Applications, from Chapter 3, focuses on reframing historical narratives by including marginalized voices and contextual factors that were previously overlooked. The Salem trials serve as a reminder of how dominant narratives shape societal perceptions and how, over time, new perspectives can challenge these ideas. The discussion of paradigms and scientific revolutions, as presented in Chapter 3 of my textbook, also provides a useful framework for understanding how dominant ideas shape perceptions. The Salem witch trials exemplify how a prevailing paradigm, belief in witchcraft, shaped societal reactions. When an anomaly arose, the community sought explanations within their existing belief system rather than exploring alternatives. This model reminds me of how rigid paradigms can hinder progress and the importance of remaining open to evolving understandings. Recognizing these barriers allows us to appreciate progress and acknowledge the work that remains. As I reflect on these insights, they reinforce my belief in the importance of critical thinking and questioning established narratives, whether in history or in my personal life. This perspective is especially meaningful to me as I pursue my goal of becoming an attorney and further advocate for domestic violence survivors, many of whom are also silenced by societal misconceptions and systemic barriers. Understanding how narratives influence perceptions will help me advocate for more informed trauma and abuse-sensitive policies. Ultimately, the Salem witch trials teach us a valuable lesson about the importance of questioning assumptions and seeking evidence-based explanations. Thank you for joining me today as I explore this intriguing topic, and I hope it encourages you to think critically about the narratives that shape our world.